Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Do YouTubers and influencers make good money?
Dun, dun, dun.
Do they? Tell us.
Ooh, plot twist. Yes, but a very few select actually make a lot.
Okay, tell us the tea.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hi guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I am here today with special guest Alicia.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. We've had a busy day.
We've had a busy, productive day, and I
feel like David Dobrik right now.
I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Love him, love it. But yeah, wow. I'm really excited. I love your podcast. I'm a stan. I love it. So I'm really honored to be on here today.
I keep telling her, I'm like, you're my manager. She's like, here's another tip. So she has all the insight. But if you don't know already, which I'm sure you do, Alicia is a YouTuber and influencer. I would say you're an influencer, right?
I've started saying the word influencer because I feel like YouTuber, one, it limits yourself. And two, some people have a really bad idea of what a YouTuber is. So I go with influencer.
Totally. And so, yeah, I'm just going to brag about you for a sec. So
okay.
Hold up.
I got a great mod. I was like, okay.
So, by the way, she's like super humble. So she's probably like getting nervous me doing this. She's one of the most humble people I've ever met. And the fact that she has like a gazillion people following her is quite something. Okay, so we're going to pause the episode really quickly so I can talk about literally one of my favorite things on the planet, Anchor. So if you haven't heard about Anchor before, it's basically the easiest way to make a podcast, period. Let me just explain to you what they have. First of all, it's free, which nothing's free anymore. So I feel like that's already your number one winner. Second of all, there's all these different creation tools on the platform where you can make your own podcast and you can record and edit it right from your phone or your computer, which is crazy because you don't need all this fancy equipment. And like I said, it's free. So you're saving money that way too. And then my personal favorite thing about Anchor, and like the main reason why I use it, is because Anchor will literally distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on all different platforms that like basically any podcast can be distributed. So it can be heard through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and many, many more. So all you do is submit your podcast link and they literally distribute it everywhere for you, which is incredible. And overall, it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So it's super easy. I can't recommend it enough. I personally use this every week and I just love it so much. I recommend it to every one of my friends that wants to start a podcast. Even my brother uses it. So it's very user-friendly and I definitely recommend. So be sure to download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. So don't miss your opportunity to make an awesome podcast and download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now let's get back into the episode. Hope you're enjoying it so far. Mwah. So it says a lot about her. So anyway, she is a YouTuber. She posts a ton on Instagram. She basically influences the whole world. She's been on Disney Channel. She has a vlog channel and a main channel. And she does, what would you say, like lifestyle?
Yeah, a lot of lifestyle vlogs, lifestyle,
fashion, beauty, yeah. The whole shebang. Basically, if you need to like look good or feel good, go to her channel or get hyped up.
Yeah, you feel better about yourself when you see how bad I can look.
No, you like teach people how to do, you're really good at makeup.
I like makeup. I suck at hair. Fun fact.
Yeah, but it makes up for it because you're good at it. It's because you're good at me. That's why I cut mine too. Anyway, Alicia is just a superwoman, basically. I met her through Kenzie.
Shout out, girl. No, you listen. Kenzie. Yeah,
seriously. She's the best. And we used to meet non-work related at all.
I don't know why we stopped.
We need to keep doing that.
I know.
We always say that.
When I get out of the habit of doing something, I'm
we
done.
Need to do it, though, because I need it.
Meet with the gym. Like, yeah, no, please.
But basically, we'd meet every week and talk about, you know, anything like the hard stuff kind of about life. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how we got close. And then we went to Coachella, which was super fun. And this is so LA of us. Really. First we meet at Earth Cafe and then we go to Coachella. And now I help her film.
I remember when we met, you had red lipstick on and I was like, I love her.
Wait, when was the actual first time we met?
It was at Alfred. I do remember that. And I remember you were dressed in such a cute outfit. You had red lipstick and it went so well with your personality. And I just remember loving your energy and like your positivity. God. Like I remember it so much.
I remember because you took a picture.
I was like, hi, I want to be friends, but I don't know how to like just like say that on the first day meeting you. So,
well, it's so funny because when you like, obviously I knew of you, but when you meet someone who you've seen on the internet,
it's hard.
It's hard. And it's weird because you feel like you know them. And then when you meet them,
normally, but you don't want to come across that way.
Yeah, and normally they're way different. Yeah. And like you were...
Sometimes good, sometimes bad.
Yeah. So I've learned to go in with zero expectations and Alicia really blew me away. And now we're really good friends. So it's awesome. So do you kind of want to explain to people, because I have a lot of Midwest followers.
Oh, okay.
So can you kind of explain to them what you do in depth?
Because
it's kind of a crazy thing.
It's really interesting if you're interested in all of this social media stuff. So long story short, around 10 years ago, I was in high school and I found out about YouTube. And that's when I was so into beauty and makeup and I would just do a whole bunch of tutorials.
So would you just watch it or?
Yeah, I was obsessed with watching brands do it. That's how I got started. And Mac and Sephora would send newsletters in the mail. On the back, I said, watch this on YouTube. Every month or so, didn't have an account, would stalk every tutorial that was posted. And then one day, I remember looking to the right in the recommended section, and it was just a random girl doing it. Dulce Candy, shout out to you. And I remember that was my first time realizing, oh, you don't have to be a brand like MAC Cosmetics to do this.
Whoa.
So you've been a makeup guru. My original username was MacBaby11. BBY11.
BBY.
Yeah, because baby, like BBY. BBY. So MAC Cosmetics was the MAC and then BBY. Oh. And then 11 is just my favorite number. That's hilarious. Yeah. So fast forwarding that, it just went into this crazy business and my full-time job, it didn't grow the first 3 years that I started.
Really?
And not many people really know that. Because a lot of people, I feel like, grew from having one viral video.
Yes. I have a lot of friends like that.
A lot of friends that happened, even a lot of my friends, like, that's happened to them. And then they, from there, just realized, oh, like, this can be something.
Totally.
But I loved it so much. And I, now looking back, I'm like, yo, I understand why no one watched it. Because they sucked. They're still up. I don't really private much, and they're still up. You can find them. So don't get discouraged if you have a channel and it's not growing, because I'm not kidding. Mine did not grow for the first 3 years. I just did it because I loved it.
So did you upload consistently on a certain day or just random?
Too consistently. I would upload, I would film like 3 videos one Saturday. But I was, at that time, I was in school.
High school?
Well, I started in high school. When I was in college is when it really started, was when I was really going full force.
Got
so
it.
And then at that time I was a full-time student, did cheer, and then also coached cheer.
Wow.
So then every Saturday, yeah, super busy. Yeah. Every Saturday I'd film some videos, and then it was kind of interesting just because when it finally did take off is when I remember having a moment of like, okay, Alicia, like, you can actually do this and go full force with it. And that's when I ended up dropping out of school. There's no real way to like say that.
Yeah, no. But how did it, what does it mean, like, taking off? Like, what happened?
Yeah, so I remember around that time was when views were getting pretty consistent, I would say. Mm-hmm. Maybe on average 10,000, 30,000. I remember when I hit 100,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. And that was a really, really big deal for me. And I was so excited. And around that time, I had a manager. I was getting really small deals. I noticed I was able to, in a way, pay for my rent.
Wow.
With what I was doing online, just making videos and posting them. And brand deals would come every now and then. And it was crazy because...
So just through email and stuff like that?
Yeah, for the longest time. Yeah. There were like sites that you could, kind of third-party sites where that would connect you with brands. And I remember my first check was $100. Like,
oh my gosh.
It was...
Which, that's a big deal when you're young.
Like, oh, my God. And, like, young. Thankfully, at that time when I was first starting out, you know, I was still living at home. So it wasn't, like, I was just trying to, like, I wasn't ever trying to pay for my rent with this.
Yeah.
It just got to the point where when we finally moved out, my sister and I realized, like, oh, this could be a full-time job for me.
Yeah. Wow. So when you realized that it could be a full-time job, were you... Is that kind of where you saw the rest of your life going? Or
this is the weirdest thing. All of my interests ever since I was a kid come down to what I'm doing now.
Really?
Like, I always loved performing in theater, but I never wanted to, like, be an actress the way that other people wanted to.
Yeah.
I also always loved filming and making movies, but growing up, I never wanted to be a photographer or just a director.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I loved cheer was one of those things that I loved so much, and performing and just that whole aspect of it is, in a way, is kind of like acting.
Totally.
When you're truly performing like that. And then music is another thing.
Yeah.
Growing up in a super musical family.
Music is really prominent in your family.
Yes. And a lot of people don't know that too. But even down to editing, when it comes to music, I love that process because I'm
really
so picky with the songs, because it has to hit you a certain way. It has to mean something. So literally all of my interests come down to what I'm doing now. And beauty and fashion too. Like, that's the weird part.
That is so awesome. And YouTube's so dynamic. Like, you can do so much with it. Like,
yeah,
it's cool because you can bring all of those things into one, whereas a normal job you wouldn't really at all.
Oh, totally.
So moving right along, do you still like YouTube the best? Because there's a lot of other platforms.
I mean, I did change my title to influencer instead of YouTuber.
Yeah.
No, I love YouTube. YouTube will forever be, well, hopefully will forever be my number one. Like, I love it. That's where I started. That's where my biggest fan base is. And again, that is where all of my interests come down to. But of course, there's Instagram, and I love seeing, I love that the world as a whole is just kind of accepting social media, and brands are really realizing that this is the new future.
Totally.
Or at least like, it's part of the future. We can't really ignore it. So
I'm sure that you get this question all the time, but if you weren't a YouTuber, what do you think you would be doing?
I do get this a lot. And my answer every single time is still something in the entertainment industry. Because again, I'm so happy. I can't see me in a normal 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
Like, I used to work at a pizza shop, kind of like Subway.
Wait, really? Of course you did. Because you're obsessed with hummus.
That's where my love for hummus actually started. Yes.
Everything she gets, it's like, oh, hummus. This is hummus. I'm like, what are you getting? She's like, hummus. I'm like, okay, are you my dad? Like, my dad's obsessed with hummus.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah. So yeah, I did work there for like, but I was just so bored. It didn't challenge me. I mean, of course, that's just like, I wasn't planning on being there forever, but.
Yeah. You know what's weird is that I feel like a lot of millennials,
yes, now, it's a thing.
Yeah. They're like, oh no, 9 to 5? Like, probably not.
Okay, this is a whole other podcast. I'm not going to go into it, but it makes sense. I watched this video that was basically talking about how baby boomers, like, mm-hmm. they affected, oh my God, what was after that?
The Gen X.
Gen X, that's what I was going to say, but I didn't know if I was wrong. Yeah. Gen X, and how, like, because baby boomers, their parents were in the Depression. So, like, that affects them, which affects them. And I feel like us millennials look at our parents and they were so much on like, oh, you need a secure job. But a lot of millennials have seen their parents and being like, oh, but were you happy your whole life?
Yes.
Doing that?
That's so true.
So now a lot of millennials, they want to travel. They don't care about diamonds. Like, that's a thing, you know? So it's interesting. Another podcast, but it is interesting.
Well, okay. To touch on that, though, there was this really weird thing that I saw. Mm-hmm. Basically, materialistic items aren't millennials' things anymore. It's mm-hmm. more of doing experiences, like spending money on experiences.
I've totally seen
which
those articles
is like
too.
Why we like are obsessed with festivals. And like traveling and travel videos and stuff like that. So I think that's really interesting. But
it's gonna be it's so crazy.
It is. It's really crazy. And everyone wants to be their own boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a very
common
thing.
No one wants to be told what to do anymore. And you can.
Yeah. That's but it. Not everyone can be.
No, yeah.
Which is I think that's something that should like it's hard. It is so hard. But if you want to do it, because you can.
Exactly. All right. Well
I totally just like counteracted what I said. I was like, not everyone can do it, but I was like, oh, but do it.
Well, everyone can do it, but not everyone has the personality to do it.
That's what I was saying.
Some people like to be told what to do, and that's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some people like having a boss or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So have you ever voted in my polls before?
Have I ever voted? I feel like I was the first person to ever vote.
I know, you're obsessed. You like
I love the polls. Every single night I like get in bed and I'm like, hey, are there any more
what
polls?
Are your favorite type of polls?
Probably like the juicy dating ones or like the cheating ones or the ones that like you just don't really talk to. Like,
yeah, it's kind of taboo.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's juicy. That's why it's a juicy podcast.
Yeah, exactly. So how was like coming up with the polls?
Oh, well, I can talk about YouTube all day, so I feel like it was exciting. Like, I love this topic so much.
Well, I'm glad you do, because you're the perfect person to have on it about that. So, yay. All right, well, let's just get right into it. I'm sure I'll come up with stuff on the way. But, okay.
And can I say, we've been hanging out the past few days, and even last week, and I've been purposely not wanting to say everything so I can keep it for this moment right now. So
we were coming up with questions, we'd be like, I think, and then we'd be like, wait, no,
I know,
we can't talk
like,
about
I need
this.
To hold in my opinion until we're recording this. Okay.
Okay, so, I asked, do you watch YouTube? And 88% said yes, and 12% said no. But this is a good question for you. Do you, like, watch YouTube a lot?
Yes.
Other people. Who do you watch?
Who do I? Oh my God.
We're like your go-tos.
My go-tos are definitely my friends, like Mia, mm-hmm. Remy.
Both great gals.
Of course, Shane, James, mm-hmm. Jeffrey. I love watching smaller YouTubers. Like, ooh. This is a thing.
Are there any, like,
all my friends know it's so funny.
Are there any small YouTubers on the rise that you have your eye on?
Not now? So that's my problem. As of now, there's not anyone I'm obsessed with, and usually there is, so I'm kind of like, okay, I need someone to find. So, guys, tweet me your links if you have any. Uh-huh. But yeah, I think, and this goes back to me starting, I loved so much that time in my life when I was starting YouTube and didn't know it was a business, mm-hmm. and didn't see, like, how it could be a nasty place sometimes. So I love watching people when they first move to L.A., before they get big and before they realize that this can be a business.
Wow.
Because it shows how much they're just so, they're like, wow, I was invited to this Maybelline event. Uh-huh. Like, I'm invited. Where
that's literally me. Like, I'll get invited to something. I'm like, I'm invited. My friend's like, oh, I'm getting paid to go. I'm
like, they're like, wait, whatever. I don't want to go. Yeah. It's, but like, I miss that time in my life. And of course, like, you know, I still feel so grateful to be invited to that kind of stuff, but you do get used to it and it is different. And I just loved that time in my life so much. It was so exciting. So I love watching smaller YouTubers who are going through that because it reminds me.
Reminiscing.
But
and...
the second, I swear, I can tell the second that they know that there's like a lot of money or just it's a business, I'm like, okay, I'm not interested anymore. So it's really interesting.
Whoa.
I know. It's so interesting.
That's cool. You'll have to show me the next time someone. Yeah. Okay. So I want to look at who doesn't watch YouTube because that's...
Yeah, I was kind of curious.
It was only 12%.
That is bigger than I thought, though. I thought it was going to be more like 90%.
That's really weird. Okay, a lot of girls and a few guys, yeah.
I'm curious if they just don't have time to watch it or they don't like watching it.
Okay, well, here's to be fair. So my friend, I'm going to name drop her because she's my BFF and I can't do that. So Allie, who was on a few podcasts ago, go to listen to it. She said that she doesn't. And I know that she like goes to YouTube, I'm sure, for like things.
To like look up how to fix something.
But like when I'm like, oh my God, TanaCon just came out and she's like... Okay, I don't get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she doesn't watch it like religiously, like
because there's people
do.
Who watch stuff every now and then. Then there's people who know the community.
Uh-huh.
They know everyone.
Yeah, but if I were to tell her, oh my gosh, watch this video, it's so funny, she would.
Mm.
So maybe it's that way. It's not like they don't ever watch it because I'm sure they do, but maybe religiously.
Yeah.
It's funny. A lot of my YouTube friends are like, I can tell they're voting in these polls. Okay. So, do you think you can make a lot of money off of social media? So, did you ever think that?
Oh my God, no. Well, and when I first started, you couldn't make money, for one. And then two, I got denied as my the first partner request, like, to be a partner.
Really?
I got denied the first time, so I had to wait 6 months to reapply. that was a thing.
I bet they're...
But now I think I would assume... I'm assuming that percentage is most people know you can make money now.
Yeah. By the way, do you mind saying where you're from and your age?
Oh, my God. Yeah. So I'm 25. I'm old. Wow.
No, you're not at all. She's killing it.
I feel like I'm so old. Oh, my God. But I also grew up in Southern California, so I never had to move across the country to go to LA, which I will say that did really help me because, one, I was able to network. I don't like whatever. Sorry.
No, but it's a thing.
I was able to. Some of my best friends are people that I've met before my channel ever took off.
Yeah.
Like Mia and I think
you are OG.
She had 15,000 subscribers. I think I had 30,000 subscribers when we met. And so that's been great. And having people to go to those events when you are first invited and then you can meet more people, like, that did really help.
You can just, like, bounce ideas off of each other.
Oh, collabing. Talk,
yeah.
Like, I will say that was something that was obviously beneficial. Yeah.
What was it like growing up in... Is Orange County a lot different from LA for people that don't know?
Very. So I feel like Orange County is so chill. I grew up a little outside of Orange County, but I did live in Orange County for a few years. It's just so chill. It's like a little bubble. I do miss living there because of that. It's just, LA is its own.
Have you ever been to the Midwest?
I have, actually. So my dad grew up in Illinois, so every single year we would go visit our family there.
Uh-huh.
And then that's like south, like the smallest town ever. Like, it's really small.
So
a lot slower pace.
Yeah. What would you say are like the biggest differences between California and Illinois?
Oh, man.
Because I feel like this will be really funny for people that live in the Midwest.
Yeah. So maybe this is a bad representation of the Midwest. And I did do a few tours. But I'm thinking of like...
What do you mean tours?
Like national, like bus tours.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
In Illinois? Or no.
Throughout, like,
oh, yeah,
over the country.
Yeah. Yeah. She's talking about like she went on tour
like
with
a tour
like
bus.
A bunch of other YouTubers.
So I've been all over the country.
Yeah.
Like quite
Which
a bit.
Which is super dope.
No, it's crazy. So I've seen a lot of countries, and our bus one time broke down in Wisconsin. I was like, oh, I'm in Wisconsin. like
Wisconsin.
Out of all states, too.
Okay.
Shout out to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Midwest was definitely just slower paced. But see, oh my God, I wish you... It was just like lakes, like dirt bikes, like tubing,
dirt bikes.
Like that was, and then granted that stuff's here, but that's how I know
you
it.
Know what's so funny?
Accents, really slow paced.
I think, you know what I think is so funny and makes me really know that Jake Paul is from the Midwest is because he's like has all the money in the world and he's like obsessed with dirt bikes.
Yeah.
I'm like, That is such a Midwest thing.
No, totally. It's just normal to have like toys like that. Yeah, I feel like
four-wheelers, yeah. Dirt bikes. My mom was like not about that stuff. But like when we went to a friend's house, yeah. I went like crazy.
Oh my God, I love that stuff. But yeah, growing up here, never had that.
What about the food?
Oh, the food is so good. I gain so much weight every single time I go back to visit my family. Same. They cook amazing and they don't have Postmates. But you don't need it. Everyone just cooks. It's great.
Okay. Well, that's a good little insight. So, yeah, you didn't think that you can make money, right?
No.
Okay. So, 88% said, yes, they think that you can make money from social media. 12% said no.
Hmm. That's interesting. It's the same ratio.
It literally is the exact same. Look.
Wow. That's interesting.
That's so weird.
I wonder if it's the same people.
I know,
who
right?
don't watch YouTube.
That would make sense. Okay. Do you think being an influencer is hard? What would you say?
Yes.
I would definitely say yes. 78% said yes.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
I was pretty shocked. I'm not going to lie. 22% said no.
Okay.
Do you want to elaborate on this?
Yes. I think the hard part, I've kind of nailed this down, at least I think. For me, YouTube has been the most emotionally draining thing I've ever done in my life, and it will probably ever be in my life, I feel like, as far as work and stuff. When you're creating something every single week, every single day, all the time, it's so easy to lose sight of who you are. It's so easy to like do things for views or think of other people. And I struggle so much with worrying about what other people think, like on a real level. Like I've never really struggled with anxiety that much. Like I have a little bit in the past, but the most ever this year, which is
really
interesting. It's the year I took a break. So like,
it's so, wait, was it like before you took the break or after you took the break?
Yeah, just
or?
This whole year in general.
Really?
Like, yes. So, and that's something I never thought I'd really ever deal with. So in that sense, I would say YouTube has been the hardest thing, and like emotionally, right? Mm-hmm. But then I think what's hard is the few times YouTubers kind of talk about that, a lot of people take it as, oh, there's so many harder jobs.
Yeah.
As far as like physically, like mm-hmm. physical labor, yeah. or try being a doctor, like yeah. try being this. And it's just like, you just don't really mm-hmm. understand it until, but anyone in the arts, like any actor,
totally.
When you're doing something so creative and stuff and you're putting, you know, it's just.
Well, you have, okay, here's the thing.
But both are hard. I'm like,
yes,
but both
yeah.
are hard. Don't
okay.
come at me.
Here's the thing. I have a few things to say about this. One, imagine you, whatever you do, listening, let's say you're a doctor or a lawyer, whatever you are, nurse, mm-hmm. whatever. Imagine a camera following you like 24/7, basically.
Yes.
That's what it is. Like, you would probably say some bad words. You would probably say some things you would regret. Like, like I'm just thinking about all the scandals
yeah.
like you quote-unquote YouTubers have.
Yeah.
It's like, I would probably have scandals, too, if a camera followed me around 24/7.
Exactly.
You know?
And just people judging and commenting, and the hate alone is
yeah.
really hard. And then living for other people is just obviously,
yeah.
you know, because and
cause your views
you
are,
based, you basically yeah. are living. It's like a reality show. Okay. It's like a show. It's like you're a character of a show, but it's your real life.
Yes.
But it's your real life.
Yeah.
So when you go through a breakup, you're recording it and people see it as a show. They see it as entertainment, but they
yes.
don't realize like, oh wait,
that's your real life.
Where oh. think about it. Oh, I know. I got chills.
I know.
Think about it in the sense of reality TV. When people are just sitting at home watching, like eating popcorn, watching a show, they're so used to so much drama, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
That to them, you know, a breakup doesn't seem like that big of a deal. It's like,
yeah.
oh, get over it. But it's like, do you remember your hardest breakup you've ever had to go through and
yeah.
how that's taken you years to get over?
Exactly.
Imagine putting that out there for millions to comment on, and that affects you. And it's just, it's really hard. So I think emotionally, I would say it's the hardest thing ever. And I understand why people don't get it. I think one thing I am excited to do is show people that.
Uh-huh.
And then aside from all of that, just editing alone, it's really hard.
Yeah.
I'm self-taught in everything. Like, uh-huh. I didn't really take much, like,
amazing.
Classes or anything.
And she's always still willing to learn,
oh,
which I love.
I love it.
She's always like, what's a quicker, she's always like looking for a quicker way to do stuff.
You gave me a Photoshop rundown the other day.
She's asking, like, she's always willing to learn, which is super cool,
but
because
it just fascinates me.
Well, that's a great trait to have.
It's just so interesting.
But another thing I was going to touch on just a little bit about how hard it is, a full-time show, let's talk about Stranger Things. So Stranger Things, Perfect. They have the actors, right?
Oh, okay.
They have a director. Mm-hmm. They have producers. They have a showrunner. They have editors. They
Makeup
have
and hair.
Visual visual effects. They have a prop person.
Yeah.
They have wardrobe. They have,
everything.
PAs, like people that like 50 basically
plus.
Are their babysitters.
Yeah.
They have craft services that get them meals. Okay, so they have all these people.
Keep going.
They have all these people, which is probably like 100 plus people on mm-hmm. one show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Alicia and influencers or YouTubers, their one person does all of those things.
So I never understood how crazy that was. So when I first started YouTube, there were definitely times I'd get invited to do shoots or I'd get paid to do a shoot or something like that. And while I'm doing it, I'm not kidding, everyone on set would come and be like, oh, wait, you do it yourself? Wow, that's amazing. How do you do that? Me being a normal girl who'd started in her bedroom, I was just like, I don't know. I just do it. Like, I don't get how. It's not that. Like, it's hard. It's hard, but I don't get why everyone's freaking out about this. Until I started doing bigger shoots like that and more, like, web series or even Bizarre Advice, like, little things like that. I feel like even just this past year, I truly realized, like, wow, that is why so many people are amazed, because we do so much.
Like, one of your little tasks is one person's full-time salary.
Which is crazy to me.
Which is why you should probably get getting paid
but
everyone's
there's
full-time
salary. There's been times where I'm like, oh, I should delegate more things. I should hire someone to edit this, or I should hire someone to do this. But then by the time they send it back to me and it's so long, and I'm just like, well, I could have done that faster and saved $600 or whatever, you know, and I'm like, okay, so should I just keep doing it myself? Oh, wait, but I need a break and I need to not run myself into the ground because I'm trying to do bigger projects. And it's just, it's
totally
interesting.
And one last thing, even like, let's say on have you seen Black Panther?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
So Michael B. Jordan, he's the, we don't like him. He's like the evil guy on, but like, we don't like his character. It doesn't mean we don't like him in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's crazy about YouTube is that if you don't like their character, that's them in real life. So it's like, it kind of hits home, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's the way I think of it.
That's the only comments that ever really bother me are character ones, when people like think they know my character and are like judging it wrong, especially because I'm just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Because you can't be like, oh, I was acting. Like, that was me.
No.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Anyway, moving right along. We weren't on a tangent. Okay. I asked, what is an influencer? These are what a few people
said. Lay them on me.
Kind of famous, but more relatable.
Ooh, love that.
Love that.
Love that.
Okay. Someone who spends their time promoting products and makes money for other companies.
Okay.
Someone with a big following of people who want to see/mimic their lifestyle, workouts, etc. You have people that look up to you and there is pressure because you have to be perfect to set the right example.
I'm loving all of your responses.
I have some nice followers.
I love your followers.
Don't hate on me. Someone who has a big name, meaning that they have a lot of followers/fan group.
Okay. Well, we were talking about this the other day because we were saying, what does define an influencer? In the sense of, you know, if you want to be a professional photographer, for instance, we talked about this.
Yeah.
You're not given that title until you've been paid for your work.
Yeah.
So it could be payment of anything, pretty much, but like, until someone pays you $50, $100, whatever, for mm-hmm. your pictures, you're not considered technically a professional photographer.
But can you put it in like your Instagram bio?
Yeah. So what's interesting to me is with an influencer, it's kind of hard because I think a lot of people want to do it because obviously it's amazing, it's super fun, you see the benefits from it, it looks like a great time. It is a great time. But at what point can you actually put in your bio, I'm an influencer?
Yeah.
Can anyone do it?
Yeah.
Do you have to reach a certain point?
I always wonder, especially about, because, okay, for those of you that don't know, Instagram has this feature where it's like, quote unquote, a business Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and you can put, it has like in little gray underneath your name, like what you are.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, mine is producer. Like some people's are photographers. Some people's are public figure. What, do you have one?
Public figure.
Public figure.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. So the reason why I put producer is because, first of all, they don't give many options.
No, they don't. I hate when you don't feel like,
I know.
Even me putting public figure, I felt weird.
Well, you shouldn't, but I understand.
No, but I felt weird. I was like,
So anyway, I put producer, but at first I felt weird, but then I was like, no way, I have an IMDb credit. Yeah. I produced a show.
I feel like a lot of people, we always put ourselves down thinking, I know. No, it's not, like, that's not.
But it is a weird thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, I even see people's, like, even on freaking dating apps, I'm like, you are not an entrepreneur. Yeah. What have you made?
Like, it's always the entrepreneur. I think entrepreneur is so similar to influencer because it's like, okay, anyone can just say they are, so but have you done anything with it? Yeah, okay, so influencer, I guess. I would say it's really similar. I guess it's once you're starting to make money from it. But...
Okay, but do you think there's, like, a minimum following count?
I don't think there's a minimum following. I think it can come at any time. I think that's why it's such a gray area, because it's not like, well, once you have 10,000 followers. I don't think so. I think
that you just convinced me that...
Because I think you're an influencer.
At first, I thought, no, I thought you had to have, like...
I would have said that answer probably, like, 2 years ago.
Really?
Like, yeah, you have to at least have X amount.
But now that you say that, like, even when certain, like, small people do, like, oh my gosh, you should try this out, like, it influences me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's considered an influencer.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's just really
a really good, reliable friend.
I know, right? Right, right. But I think maybe we won't have a set answer for that. I think it's more of a conversation of just, like... Okay, that's interesting, because, like, at what point can you just say, I'm an influencer? Maybe it's just your hobby, so you're not making money from it.
Yeah.
But do you have an audience who you're engaged with and you're...
I'm not going to lie. If someone says they're an influencer, I better be looking them up on Instagram. They better have a lot of followers.
Do they have to be verified?
Oh, God. No.
Okay.
No.
I would agree with that.
Because I have a lot of, like, YouTuber friends that are not verified, and they're definitely influencers.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What do you have to do to get verified?
You just have to have a contact.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to have a contact and be able to convince them that you're worthy to be verified, which comes from having a team. You need to have a team.
A team.
Yeah, you need to have a manager or someone.
Yeah, can you explain who's a part of the team?
Yeah, so I remember trying to get verified, and I was like, oh my God, I hope it happens. You know, so basically, I have a manager, I have an agent, I have a publicist.
And can you briefly describe what all those do?
Yes. Manager is basically, someone described this to me as the person who holds your hand, and every single day, literally, they hold your hand throughout the day, and they, so they're your main point of contact. That's just a figure speech for it.
They're in direct contact.
Direct contact with you. We text any time of the day. All the time. Then there's your agent who you talk to maybe once a week, not every single day. And you just basically, those were the bigger deals. Come on. If you want to have a book, you talk to your agent and say, hey, I want to have a book.
Also, if you want to be into, like, acting and stuff.
Yeah. If I wanted to make my own web series, I would go to my agent and be like, yo, I want to do this. And then my publicist is the person who helps me get in magazines or host things or walk red carpets, all that stuff.
Yeah. Like, is that...
It took me a long time to figure out what all three of those do, by the way.
Is that kind of like movie premieres?
So basically,
stuff like that?
If I am to have a big project, which summer coming up, by the way, not sure if it's out
plug.
Yet. Plugging that in. To have a publicist is really helpful for when you do have a big project to help tell the world.
Got it.
Whether it's in magazines, if it's telling someone like BuzzFeed.
What about
BuzzFeed,
Good Morning America?
That came through my publicist.
Can you explain what that was?
Yeah. So I was on Live with Kelly and Ryan, which is a TV.
So cool.
It was my very first live morning show I ever did, which was really fun. It was actually really, really fun.
So cool.
So I was on the show and did their Facebook Live and stuff. But that came through my publicist being like, hey, I have this offer for you. So they usually go out and pitch things to people.
So dope. That's awesome. Okay. The next question I asked was, would you ever want to be an influencer? 62% said yes. 38% said no.
Can I say that makes me really happy? Because I think it does look like it's so easy and for everyone. But I love when I meet people and they're just like, oh, yeah, I'm not really that into it. Because... they're not being convinced by the flashy stuff.
Wow.
The
clout. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So true.
And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like it's easier to...
You know what's so weird? We both, like, fangirl over Gary Vee.
I saw him today!
Are you kidding?
I saw him today!
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't know, I just forgot.
Was he at the thing?
He was at the thing, and I almost wanted to be like, yo, Gary, I love you, and I didn't, and I was so mad, and I saw him.
He's in LA?
Yeah, he was there today. Oh my God, I totally
He's
forgot
to
tell
flying
you.
Back already.
I'm sure, no, literally, so before the show, I saw him, and I was like, oh my God, I hosted this thing today. And
casually, like the streamies, she did something
it was,
with
them. Yeah, it was fun. But I saw him outside before, and I was like, go say something.
Wait, what did he look like in prison? Was he like
he was short?
Short?
Yeah, he was shorter. But I'm
Fury, call. Come on my podcast. Oh my God.
I should have said something. He was filming something. So I was like, yo.
Wait, was someone following him around?
It was just on an iPhone.
iPhone. He loves
And then I
Snapchat.
Saw him chilling. Yeah, I figured he was doing something like that. And then the second the show ended, I thought about it. I was like, nah, he's gone. I know him.
Was Casey there?
No, I didn't see him.
Okay, Gary. Oh yeah, we're both obsessed with him. But Gary always says that kindergartners these days, when the teacher asks, what do you want to be when you grow up? People are like, influencer.
Oh my God. Like, last week, Remy and I spoke with Tarte for their Kiss and Makeup campaign, which is like anti-bullying. Yeah. We spoke at a school and
that's cool.
It was really fun and it was really cool to like kind of give back that way. I haven't really done too much stuff like that. But all the kids, I was like, how many of you guys want to be, you know, I'm trying to like be conversational. Yeah. I'm like, how many of you guys like know YouTube and want to be a YouTuber? And so many people's hands went up. It was interesting.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yeah, so that's interesting. Do YouTubers and influencers make good money?
Dun, dun, dun.
Tell us.
Ooh, plot twist. Yes, but a very few select actually make a lot.
Okay, tell us the tea.
I would say when you see in Forbes that Lily Singh made $7 million or whatever, like, yes and no. I don't know. And that's also, like, she's in the top 0.1%.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But also, I did a video with her where I was talking to her and I was like, what are things no one knows about being an influencer? And she said, everything that's ever been written about how much I make is wrong. So that's also...
That was in your video,
That was in my video. That was really interesting because she was always someone that I, like, have always looked up to. And I remember seeing her like, 3 million, 4 million, 7 million. Yeah. And I was just always so amazed by that. But that's interesting that she said that. But yes, you can make money. It takes, one, a very, 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 very long time. Like, you have to love what you're doing to actually make a substantial amount of money. Because here's the thing. If you don't love what you're doing and then you're just taking whatever brand deals, that's not going to last you a long time because people are going to tell that you're just taking crap brand deals.
Not long term. Gary Vee talks.
Yes. So then they're just going to not follow you and you're not going to make it.
It's all about the journey.
Yeah. So the people that actually do make money is a very small percentage of the billions of YouTube users. But it is possible.
So, 66%, or sorry, do they make good money? 85% said yes, 15% said no. Do you think it's fair that YouTubers make a lot of money?
Can I be really honest?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm torn.
Really?
Yeah, and this is just me kind of like venting, thinking out loud.
Yeah.
There's so many times where, you know, I think, wow, you know, yeah, I've worked really hard for this, and I, you know, I really appreciate it. I worked really hard. It's kind of fair. But then at the same time, I think of, like, how much my dad made. He's retired now. But, like, how much, like, he would make on his, like, yearly salary. Or, like, firefighters or, like, policemen or people. And I'm just like, that's not fair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think that's more of a... I always kind of have to come back to, like...
Wow, that's so interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Like, there's times where I feel guilty for how much money I mean,
I guess you could say for, like, an actor, too.
Yeah, and I think
because,
it's...
you know, sometimes they, like, blow up.
Yeah.
What's a common misconception about entertainment or acting or anything in general is that, oh, if you say you're an actor, you think they're automatically making a ton of good money. It's either like you're making no money or you're making a crap ton.
Same with musicians. It's just the whole art, because the people that that we all know, like the Taylor Swifts,
they're
Jennifer Lawrence,
like swimming in
they're
it.
The best of the best. So.
Or they're not getting any auditions.
Exactly. And like, it's just... Yeah, it's crazy. I forget what I was saying.
How
sometimes I do feel guilty, but I do have to remember, like, the reason why I'm making that money is more because brands see me as a billboard.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. It's like, they don't care about you at all. Like, it's just the fact that you're
influencing
people. Yeah, it is a business, and it's the ad business.
Yeah. So, okay, I don't know if this is, like, a too deep of a question, so if you don't want to answer it, you don't have to. But... like, the big, big YouTubers, like, the Lilies, the David Dobriks, the Liza Koshys, like, Jake Pauls and stuff. Like, how... if you had to guess, like, how much money, like, their, like, yearly salary is, like, what would you think it is? Or is that TMI?
I'll say in the millions, for sure.
Really?
Yes. I'll say that.
Okay.
Leave it a little mysterious. Yeah. But I'm sure you can Google it and find out.
That's awesome. Okay. So I said, do you think it's fair? And then I asked, how do YouTubers make money? So let's see.
Ooh. I'm curious if people... I think this is something a lot of people don't...
People say... sponsorships, ads through ads and promotions, sponsorships, ads, ads and brand deals, what they're advertising for their company, like phones, the ads. It's based by views and subscribers. You have to hit a certain view amount of views. My roommate would have a company pay her to promote a product, ads, sponsored content, and view interactions from ads, ads collabs, merch, sponsorships. That basically, that's a type of ad stuff. Do you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I think the other, well, maybe not a misconception because it sounds like they all nailed it, is most the money does come from sponsorships.
Versus, so that would be like a brand deal?
Yeah, a brand deal. So when a brand is like, hey, work with us, or hey, we'll pay you to talk about this, versus your actual AdSense you make from your actual video isn't that much unless you are pretty big. Yeah. But even then, compared, it's nowhere near as much. So I think that's the hard part, is enable for you to actually do this full time, you do need help. You know, you do need to work with brands. So it can be hard when people feel like you're being a sellout, when in reality you're like, no, I actually do love this brand and I feel like it's a good fit and I want to promote it and they're willing to pay me for it. So it's hard. It can be hard.
Yeah. Just to explain what a brand deal is, correct me if I'm wrong. So it'd be like, if you're a fitness vlogger and Nike wanted to pay you so-and-so amount to talk about them in the video and show their new line of the Nike flexes or whatever their things are, the Nike free runs, and then they would pay you to post that video, and they would have to like approve it.
Yeah, so it breaks, like, it's broken down into three categories. There's a dedicated video, which means the whole video is about for them, which is the highest rate you can ever get. An integration, which is usually about 2 minutes, like 1 to 2 minutes.
So it'd be like your video is like a haul and you talk about them for 2 minutes.
That's an integration. Or just a mention, which is a 30-second mention. Like 30 seconds or less of just like, hey, go buy this.
Yeah, use my
code. So those are kind of like the three rough tiers.
Question, when you give a discount code, do you get commission?
I'm not a huge fan of affiliate links like that, but usually you get like a...
Bloggers love those.
Bloggers love. Also the makeup, the beauty community love.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't blame them.
But I think it's like a 10%... I think they get like a low percentage of the sale.
Yeah, they should.
So in reality, it's like you don't give them any money. Like... the brand gives them money, so it's not like they're taking your money.
By the way, guys, if you're just like an average Joe and you're shopping and you find some new shoes you like, don't be afraid to like look on the internet, like discount code for Nike, because normally influencers have a discount code, and
a lot of them don't expire too. It's just like forever.
Exactly. And you can use it, and you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping the influencer. So
use code James for 10% off.
Yeah. What is it? Is it Morphe that he has it for?
He has it. I think that's it for like everything.
Yeah. Use James.
I love it. He's awesome.
He's amazing. Okay. So what makes more money? Brand deals or AdSense? Brand deals won 86%.
Yeah.
Is AdSense based on what's that?
It's based on the like CPM rate, which is like views per thousand, depending on keyword thousand. So like unless you're actually getting 1,000 views, roughly.
Like the David Dobrik's.
Yeah.
Shanes.
Yeah. That's the rate that you get per 1,000 views. When people pay to have an ad on your video or next to your video, that's what the AdSense is.
Got it.
So YouTube is basically like, hey, we have a platform and there's people. You can buy an ad next to their video. They get viewers. So depending how big you are can also determine how much those brands are willing to pay to be next to you.
Exactly. And AdSense comes every month?
Mm-hmm.
That's a check. Okay. When influencers collab, do you think they're actual friends or just business?
This one's actually really interesting because I think, I don't know, and I can only speak for my own self. I will say as a whole, like there's a lot of people who collab who like aren't really friends in business, because I think when I first started, I would only collab with my friends.
Yeah.
And then now I've definitely collabed with a lot of people who I would say aren't my friends and more of like a colleague or business, like I hate saying business, but someone who we just really collab to help promote each other, opposed to like, hey, like let's make a fun video together.
Yeah.
So I would say overall, most people collab on a business level, but I love when friends collab. I think it's more fun that way. Yeah. I think it's, you know, I guess it's still business, but it doesn't feel like it.
Well, you also have to think like Tommy times Gigi, like that's a collab.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Adidas times Kanye. Yeah, like that's a collab.
So it's just two people. Puma like, times Rihanna.
Yeah, it's like
yeah.
There's collabs all the time. Plus, we love a good collab.
Oh my god, no, I love it. That's how I find a lot of people. Like, it's great.
Yeah, 69% said business. We get it. We understand it. We're here for it.
Yeah, I get it. I think I'm weird. I think I'm in the, like, the 30%.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
I do think overall it's usually
business. When you start out, like, young, it's like, why would you do it for business? Okay. Would you rather go on an international trip with a group of strangers or a staycation with friends? I want to give a little bit of premise.
Please.
So, a lot of, like, influencers and YouTubers get invited on trips that are completely expensed.
Oh, that would have been a good question, too.
I know. Maybe I'll ask that later. But they're completely expensed. So, their flight's paid. Normally, the hotel and whatever is paid. Normally, the goodies in the hotel room.
Paid. Yeah. Like, it's, like, five-star. Food,
yeah. The room service, I'm assuming.
Paid for it.
Yeah, everything.
Not all the time, but most of the time.
Yeah. Which is sick. Yeah. So, what we're saying is, would you rather go on one of those trips internationally with a group of strangers or staycation at home with friends? What would you say?
Earlier this year, I would have said an international trip with strangers.
But after going on eight.
After going on like 10 of those, I would so much rather be at a staycation with my friends.
Or you just out of the travel bug?
No, I think I've been, this year I feel like I've been to so many beautiful places that I would only dream of going to, like Greece or... just so many amazing places where I'm like, I should be having the best time. This is the life. This is like the dream, like royalty
or what
treatment.
Instagram portrays it to be.
Yeah. Like I'm on a freaking like
yacht
in Greece or, you know, just little things like that. And of course I'm serious. Like all the brands I've ever worked with on those are amazing. I have to disclose that.
And by the way, she's like super thankful and grateful.
Yeah,
and humble about
I am.
It.
So
I'm like
grateful
pulling
to be...
teeth. Trying to
I know.
Get
I'm like,
talk
I'm sorry,
about
sorry.
This.
No, but I do want to talk about the real side of it. It was something I really struggled with because I was just, again, me feeling guilty of like, why?
I remember you telling me about it.
It was so hard for me because I feel like, and maybe it's more of just my personality. Like when it comes to being with strangers, I'm either intimidated or I'm really comfortable. So when I meet someone and I don't know them, I either click with them right away or I feel kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's not that they're weird or anything. It's just I feel like I'm in my head. I'm like, oh my God, what are they thinking? Do they think I'm weird? Like,
especially when there's a lot and they're all influencers. That could be intimidating.
Or people that you know of, but you're not that close to. And now you have to like basically see each other, you know, like go on this grand vacation that you know what I mean? That you're not that close to and you feel like it's like forced. And then it's also weird when you're on those trips when you're like, oh, I want to vlog, but are they going to think I'm using them? And
It's like, should they be in my vlog?
Yeah, but I don't want them to think I'm just using them for clickbait or anything like that. So I think, and it could just be me, like on a mental game thing. I don't know. Like there's just been too many nice trips like that that have been all paid for and stuff where I don't enjoy myself to the fullest where I have. Mm-hmm. But I think that's great because it's like, you don't have to go across the world.
Yeah, to be with your people.
Yeah, you know? Literally. Like it's just, you can be,
I even sometimes, it's not as extreme, but like living in LA, it's supposed to be this glamorous like life.
Fully.
Like my Instagram looks like my life is popping.
Oh my God, me.
And you know, sometimes I'm at home like really lonely and I like only have Ben and Jerry.
Yeah. Oh, we love Ben and Jerry. Always coming through. No, yeah, I think
and I'm sad like crying on the phone to my mom. It's like dead serious. So I think that it's just... it's having
social
the right
media
people.
Is just such but on those trips, all it like everyone, you know, the whole overall vibe is just like eh. And then you whip out your phone, you're like, okay, everyone, like have fun, like cheers, and we're like, oh my God, we're in wherever. And it's just, it's sometimes it feels fake. When
okay,
you're like,
well, also same when I'm like out to dinner with my friends.
Yeah,
literally, we're all, none of us are like it'll be like random, like my friends from back home, and I'm like, okay, everyone, like act like you're having fun, and we all sit up and like cheers,
and
we're
you're like, oh my God, but then you're just watching other people's stories of the
like,
same thing.
So I mean, you could say the same about anyone.
Yeah, sorry, I rambled on that one, but yeah,
no,
I'd rather be home with my friend.
That was good. By the way, 61% said staycation.
Yes! Oh my God, I got so
crazy?
Excited.
39% said international. Right now, I'd say international for me.
Honestly, if you love traveling, I would like, especially some people love that. They love
meeting new people.
Exactly. And I hate that. So, I mean, I like it, but it intimidates me. So,
I'm like cool with that. I'm like, throw me in a group of strangers. I'll be fine. would you date an influencer?
Oh, no.
Have you ever? Ha, got you with a cliffhanger. Find out if Alicia has ever dated an influencer or just anyone in particular at all. She reveals a lot of juicy stuff. I ask her a lot of juicy questions in the next pod. It's going to be dropping this week, so keep an eye out for it on the gram. Be sure to follow me at Taylor_King with a zero, at TAYL0R_King, to keep up with the polls so you can participate. Also, be sure to follow Alicia on Instagram. It's just Alicia, A-L-I-S-H-A. And then on YouTube, it's Alicia Marie. Just type it in the search bar. You'll find her main channel and her vlog channel. Please be sure to rate and review the podcast on the podcast app. You don't even have to review it if you don't want to, but just give it the 5 stars. If you want to leave a review, that means the world. And seriously, I'll probably DM you after because it means so much. Hope you guys have a killer week. Be sure to make someone's day. Look,
people are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.